Everybody. So I'm John Exdall from Stars Over Surrey, and it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Chantal Nobbs, who's from the UK Atomic Energy Authority. Now, Chantal is not only a researcher there, but she's also chair of the Institute of Physics at South Central Branch, and has taken on the job of organising the local events for World Space Week. So, Chantal, with all of this pandemic, that last year we were able to do things like have great fun in the High Street at Guildford with telescopes and so on. But this year it must be so difficult. So, what's going to happen? What are people going to see?
Yeah, exactly right. So last year we had all kinds of hands-on activities on the high street, whereas this year we've had to create a virtual event. So we hope again to have all of our activities are going to be free, and everything is going to be available online. And there'll be quite a wide selection of different activities available on each day, quite similar to last year. But now, because it's virtual, we can spread it out across the full week of World Space Week. So our events start on the 4th of October, so Sunday, the 4th of
Indeed.
October. And we're going to start with at lunchtime, 12 till 1, the Guildford Astronomical Society are going to, hopefully, weather permitting, give us a live solar telescope session, and also give us some advice about how to use telescopes at home and get involved in astronomy at home. Then moving into the afternoon on the Sunday, between 3 and 4 p.m., we're going to have a live online lecture, and that's given by Elizabeth Surrey from the University of Surrey.
Good.
Sorry, Elizabeth Cunningham from the University of Surrey. And then moving on more into the afternoon, between 5 and 6 p.m., we are going to have a fantastic talk. This one. About the Sputnik in context,
Indeed.
sort of very relevant for this event.
It's on its birthday, so we have to do
Absolutely, yeah,
it
perfect timing indeed.
then. Indeed.
So those are Sunday's events. Then moving on to Monday, we're going to kick off our craft-based lunchtime activities. So between 12 and 1, throughout all of the weekdays, we're going to put loads of links online to craft-based activities that people can get involved with, including tutorials on how to get involved in macrame and things like that. Moving on to the Tuesday, in the morning between 10:30 and 11:30, we're going to have a live storytelling session from Elizabeth Avery, and she's going to be reading her book, which is Ted's Space Adventures, this is an activity really that's aimed for ages 3 to 5. So it's for our younger audiences to sit and have a live storytelling session.
Well, those of us in our second childhood can still dip in.
Absolutely, yeah, fun for everyone. And then also on the Tuesday, we're going to have a guide to fake news workshop. So there's an activity that is currently online that people can get involved with and see if you can figure out the fake news articles. And then in this workshop, we just have a Q&A going through those and talking about fake news a bit more and how to decipher it, which is very relevant for the media at the moment.
Isn't it just? But no politics involved in
No
this event.
politics, yeah, all space themed.
Good.
So then moving on to the Wednesday, we're going to start our World Space Week storytelling sessions on Facebook Live, again aimed at ages 3 to 5. And these are talks that we do alongside Guildford Library and the other libraries across the South Central region. So we'll be starting with Molly and the Moon on Wednesday, the 7th of October, 10:30 to 11, having a storytelling session there, and then the following two Wednesdays as well. And then on the Thursday, the 8th of October, we'll have our second live lecture. This will be in the evening, 5 till 6 p.m., with David Wilkinson from the IOP. And he's going to be talking about science fiction writing, which is very exciting.
Good.
Moving then on to Friday, the 9th of October. We're going to have a space theme virtual quiz. We'll be giving away some great prizes, so it's a really good thing for families to get involved with. It'll all be done online. So check that out on Friday. Saturday, which is the last day of our World Space Week set of events, we're going to have a live reveal show from MPL. So MPL, throughout this week, actually starting yesterday, are running an online challenge, an online activity called Where on Earth Am I? And it's
Yes.
a GPS-based challenge. So it's about understanding how GPS is affected by buildings. And so they've got that online challenge for people to get involved with beforehand. And then on Saturday the 10th, between 2 and 3 p.m., we're going to have a live results show to actually see what was found. And so those are the activities that are happening on each of the individual days. We're also going to have activities running throughout the week. So this will involve an egg drop challenge. So it's about finding bits and pieces around your home, straws, bubble wrap, all that kind of thing. Seeing if you can land, drop a raw egg from 3 meters and make it land without breaking. And again, so we're given our really good prizes for that. And we just want people to sort of send us their videos of them doing the challenge.
Oh, that's fun.
And something to get involved with. We're also doing a walk, run, cycle the solar system, so a fun run, but you can also walk and cycle, and that's being run through Strava, and we're giving away medals for anyone who reaches the Earth. So we've scaled the whole solar system down so that the sun to Earth distance is 5 kilometers, and then all the planets are then scaled appropriately, and so we're seeing who can get the furthest in our solar system.
Excellent
During
idea.
the week, and of course the MPL activities running all week as well to get involved with. So the best way really for people to find out, because all these links are online, there's all different places where you can go and participate in these activities. So the best place for you to just see all of that in one place is if you head over to our Facebook page, the Institute of Physics South Central branch, or at IOPSCB. And we also are on Twitter as well, and we're sharing all these activities there. So it's IOP South Central. So we've got various events that you can register to via Facebook and find out the links to on Twitter. If you register, then you sort of get all those updates as they come through. And we hope that there'll be something for everyone in this mix of virtual events happening.
It sounds a splendid range of activities, and for such a wide set of ages as well. I always think with astronomy, it's get them young. It's either space or dinosaurs, and if we could interest people early, they could be sort of amongst the first astronauts on Mars. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, anything's possible.
Or perhaps even to Venus, now that we know there's possibly life there. Okay, well, Chantelle, thank you ever so much for that overview, and I will encourage everybody to get out there and take part. And presumably, as this is a worldwide series of events, so we can cast our net a little bit further and pick up some of the broadcasts done by other centres as well. So, okay, Chantelle, well, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
I'll see you there on the 4th of October.
Absolutely.
Okay.